Arizona's water future has been a frequent topic of discussion this year, both at the state capitol, where lawmakers debated and ultimately approved a drought contingency plan, and elsewhere. Last night, the group Defend Our Future hosted a water discussion at ASU in an effort to help students better understand the issue. Freshman Zamara Fabello was there. She's a freshman global studies major, and she joins me. And Zamara, what did you hear last night?
I feel confident in our future with water based off what I heard. It seems as if our politicians are talking about it and being aware of it, as well as like the organizations that work to keep all these agreements with the other states that like use the Colorado water, like to keep it nice and like friendly, and that we're all being aware of the issue that water is like a depleting source. So I feel hopeful in the efforts that they're making, but I also don't want to feel comfortable. And one of the speakers, he also talked about that. He made a great point in my eyes that he kept saying, like, yes, we're doing great, and Arizona has been very fortunate with water, but we can't get comfortable and we can't kind of like, okay, we're doing good. Like, let's stop now.
Did you have specific concerns going in, or do you have specific concerns about Arizona's water future?
To be frank, I've always cared about the environment like any other person, but I've never known much about the environment up until I started interning with Defend Our Future. So when I walked into this, I was kind of like, okay, like, let's see what they have to offer. Let's see what's going to be the course of discussion here.
Do you get a sense that this is an issue that your fellow classmates are aware of, that they care about, that they think about? Like, is water something that is on the minds of college students, do you think?
I think it depends who you ask. And I know that's probably the answer to a lot of questions these days, but I used to be a business major before I moved over to global studies. And I feel in that area, like if you ask students, they're more like, oh yeah, it's a problem. So what? Like I have to move forward. I have to focus on like my business. I have to focus on my goals that may like include like the usage of water and like the pollution of water and things like that. There are, ASU does a great job with having, like, with business, they have a lot of environmentally friendly, like, courses and majors that you can study to, like, further implement that. So ASU does a great job at that. But definitely, now that I'm around other, like, global studies majors or on the other side, it's completely, like, the opposite side of campus, too. It's so funny. People are aware, and I think it sucks. Like, people always want to make a change, and I'm so happy, but it's really hard for them to get involved because I've been in their shoes completely. I've always cared about the environment, but, like, how do I get involved, and, like, how do I have a voice? How do I address the problem? And I feel that the students really do care, or they have the seed at least planted in their head, which is better than nothing, but they struggle, I feel, finding that resource to help them, like, do the next step. Like, what's next? You have to keep people, like, intrigued and, like, moving with these topics and talking about it, but you also have to provide them the opportunity to like take action with it.
So did you leave the meeting last night with any of those next steps or action ideas of things to do?
I left with more knowledge, which is always great, because maybe it didn't change the world, but it changed who I am as a person now with this view, and I can go ahead and share that now. And for me, since I've already been doing that with Defend Our Future, like meeting with senators and like congressmen and congresswomen, I feel like I've already been using my voice. So maybe it didn't feel like a great course of action to me specifically just because of my involvement. But I did have a peer from my English class join me and go to the event last night. And he texted me later on. He's like, oh, like, how do I join Defend Our Future? Like, how do I get involved? Like, what clubs are there? Like, what can I do? So I definitely do feel that maybe if not for me necessarily, just because I've already been doing the whole like speaking out with the organization, but it definitely did touch other students that were there, and like this was a very new topic to them. So that's awesome. I feel like the course of action that was left last night was this course of action of youth gathering and fighting for our future, essentially, which is the future of water. So I definitely feel that the course of action was just using our voices and continuing to let our politicians, our people that we've elected, let them know that water is an issue and it needs to be fought for.
Zamara Fabella is a freshman global studies major at ASU.